Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:03. Not a cloud in sight. Clear skies now. We're at 75 degrees. It is going to be hot again today. We'll get to the low to mid-90s. Yeah, we might see a shower. Dan Brunoff will unpack that for us coming up in a moment. Our top story this morning. Oh, hope you're feeling big-hearted today. North Texas Giving Day is now underway.
And donors are joining in to support local nonprofits.
This is the 17th annual event, and it's already setting records.
There's a counter at NorthTexasGivingDay.org, and it is spinning like crazy this morning, showing all of the donations that are rolling in to what has become the largest philanthropic event in the entire country. While the event has grown and grown and grown, the Dallas Foundation's already looking to the future. They've launched Raising Generosity. It's a program designed to engage millennials and Gen Z in philanthropy.
Did you know that millennials are expected to inherit almost $70 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars, over the next few years? It's the time to educate and to empower the next generation to be the most impactful philanthropists that they can be.
That is Senior Director Mackenzie Causey from the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. For the first time ever, the Dallas City Council passes a budget in excess of $5 billion. And Mayor Eric Johnson, well, he's not happy about it.
Leading into the early hours today, the council passed the spending plan on an 11-3 vote after considering 20 amendments, most of them to reduce spending, which Johnson feels is getting out of hand.
If not here, where? We're on amendment number 4. Today. I don't think we've hit $1 million yet.
Johnson voted against the budget while saying the city council did not support the majority of these amendments, resulting in a tax rate reduction that will not, in his view, offset rising property values and will lead to higher tax bills for too many residents. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, the city council approves a budget of more than $3 billion for the new fiscal year. It's an 11% increase from last year. City's population recently surpassed 1 million residents. The plan maintains funding for police, fire, and EMS while adding money for housing repairs, animal shelters, and street and park maintenance. It also creates a new emergency management and communications department and shifts responsibilities for homeless programs. Public safety funding includes pay raises, 8 new neighborhood police officers, and 2 additional school resources officers added in partnership with Fort Worth ISD.
An Azle fireman suspended after suspected dog abuse.
This all came to light when video emerged emerged of an Azel fireman physically assaulting a dog. The video shows the man dragging the dog by its collar, then hitting, kicking, and tossing the dog around. It even appears that the man tries to choke it against the ground numerous times before the dog is finally able to get away and run outside. Azel police say they are aware of the video and that the fireman has been suspended while they investigate. No word yet on the fireman's name or the condition of the dog. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, ballot harvesting, it's a problem, and a Starr County woman's been arrested for it in 2022.
According to the indictment, Modesta Vela of Roma, Texas, is accused of personally filling out and mailing a ballot for a woman over 65 and sending it in, knowing that the completed ballot does not reflect the intent of the voter. Paxton released a statement saying criminals trying to steal our elections and rig our democratic process will be found, arrested, and prosecuted. But this isn't the first time he's charged Vela. In 2018, she faced voter fraud charges after a relative complained that she filled out her ballot in a way not intended. There are no reports of a conviction in that case. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Mavericks have renovated a public basketball court at Griggs Park in uptown Dallas. It includes a backboard. That's
blackboard.
Sorry. They're not in school. They're shooting hoops. Okay, you know right. What I mean. There's a goal and there's a hoop. Plus, there's a new surface that's painted in the team's colors. Dallas Mavericks CEO Rick Welts says it's important for kids in the community to have a place to play basketball.
There's nothing we get to do that's as fun as what we got to do today, which is dedicate a brand new court in uptown. New Dallas Mavericks court. You just think about the thousands of kids that'll have the opportunity to come out and play, and dreams will be born here, and memories will be made.
The Mavericks actually installed the original court 9 years ago.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
No! Six Flags Over Texas is retiring the Conquistador swinging ship ride after more than four decades in operation. Park officials say the move is part of a renovation of the Spain section to make way for a new dive coaster opening in 2026.
No!
A staff member for Republican Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is dead. She was found on fire just outside her home in Uvalde. Investigators say there are no signs of foul play, you know, other than the fact that she was on fire. And the cause of death is pending a medical examiner's report. Today is North Texas Giving Day, our largest annual fundraiser supporting thousands of local nonprofits. Organizers say last year's event brought in more than $70 million. They expect another year of strong turnout for donations this year.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Man, am I glad you're joining us here on the KRLD Morning News. 20 minutes, get in, get briefed, get going. It begins now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. More now on a story we brought you yesterday. The city council in Godley in Johnson County is getting an earful from people worried about roving pests. packs of dogs.
The suspicion is that many of them were abandoned as pups and have grown up in the wild. Residents told the city council many live in fear.
Are you going to wait until these dogs kill somebody, kill a child, maim a child, and then decide, oh, we've got a real problem here?
Others say because the town is doing nothing, someone may be forced to defend themselves.
And ends up having to use their firearm, and that round goes in my daughter's bedroom.
1 minute.
It's too late for you guys. It's too late for me. It's too late for my daughter. Please do something about this.
City leaders say they don't have a shelter and that nearby towns that do are filled to capacity and can't take the animals. This woman says the problem's only going to get worse.
I myself have seen four separate groups of three or four dogs along that single road. It's only a matter of time before they band together for food and protection.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, we've had overnight to think about the action from the Fed and go through and parse every word of the release and then go back and re-listen to the news conference. And the conclusion was pretty good. In fact, the Dow Industrials average looks up 225 points on the opening. The NASDAQ looks up 277. The S&P up 50. That's the way they vote. And interest rates have come down a little bit. Now, briefly, right after the announcement they were cutting interest rates by a quarter point, the first cut we've seen this year, the 10-year rate was down just a hair below 4%. It's 4.06% right now, but that is still down a little bit from yesterday. The conclusion from this was twofold. One is we're going to have some more cuts, probably. But the other was this sort of unanimity that we were seeing on the part of the Fed. Unanimity. There was only one dissenting vote. And we really thought there were going to be a lot more because there are two or three of those people on there that really are in auditioning to become Jay Powell's successor as chairman, but they hung together. The one dissenting vote was the guy that just came in, like 24 hours earlier. That was Marin, who was appointed by the White House for a four-month stay, and he wanted to cut by half point. So that's really playing pretty well. Right now, crude's up 36 cents, gold's down $13. The other big news coming out this morning is NVIDIA, they have all the money, are going to invest $5 billion in Intel. Now, Intel's important because it's in the Dow, it's in the NASDAQ, and the S&P. That stock's up $8 a share, or about 30% on that news. And it is lifting not only their stock, but also lots of other chip stocks. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This news for the Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The assassination of Charlie Kirk still ramping up political tensions, including here in Texas. Republican Congressman Wesley Hunt says it's Democrats who are fanning the flames.
We have a former president of the United States that opens up his campaign in 2019, that's Joe Biden, by saying that his opponent is a, quote, existential threat to this country. Houston, we have a problem.
His Democratic colleague, North Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, instead blamed right-wing extremism. She used a hearing this week to highlight FBI reports that suggest Democratic terrorism remains, quote, high, persistent, and evolving.
Texas has something called Cyber Commander, and now a retired Navy man has been named commander.
Governor Abbott has named retired Navy Vice Admiral T.J. White as the man who will lead the newly created Texas Cyber Command. He'll lead an agency charged with fighting back against cyber attacks
that occur thousands of times every single second.
White once ran U.S. Cyber Command and went on to create an Austin-based cybersecurity company. His first decision will likely be determining where the agency will be located. It was originally designed to be in San Antonio at UTSA, but that was taken out of the final draft. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.